Good morning, Sangha. So during this period in the mornings, we're gonna be giving guided instructions on mindfulness meditation. And the instructions that we will be given, they're based on something very simple. It sounds very simple. It could be sometimes a little complicated, but it just depends how we relate to it. So it's based, the instructions are based on giving full attention to the present moment, giving full attention to this present moment. To what is showing up for you, what experience is happening for you through your senses. We are here taking a posture, and there may be sounds, there may be thoughts, there may be emotions that show up, visit us. There may be some sensations arising in the body. And there's also the breath. The breath, a companion that is with us always. Always with us, breathing in and breathing out. And so we're going to start today with mindfulness of breathing. It was the meditation that the Buddha shows when he would go on retreat. People will ask him when he would go on the rain retreat, on the 3 months retreat, or maybe 2 months, whatever it was at that time, ancient times. People will ask, "So what, how do you practice?" And he will say, "I practice mindfulness of breathing." And this meditation has grown for me because, at the beginning it could be so simple, but the breath is always with us. We can access it at any time. So by attending closely to that direct experience of breathing, then we can learn to connect more to this present moment. So that doesn't mean, like I said, that other experiences aren't happening. And that is okay. It's part of it. We don't have to shut down anything that is happening, that is showing up for us. We're just choosing to use the breath as the focus to come back over and over again, to bring the attention to rest into the breath. And we call that in the meditation, we call it an anchor, so that we have a place to come back to rest the attention. And so we do that coming back because sometimes the attention just drifts away. And it's part of it. There's nothing wrong about it. It happens all the time in meditation. It's part of the practice. And at the moment that you realize, oh, I'm back, the attention is back. You're present. It's okay. There may be moments that, we say, well, I don't know about, resting the attention on the breath. It may be challenging for some of us at some point or not, maybe not. But if it is, you don't have to force anything in the practice. It's okay. You can connect in other ways and I will guide you through it. But just to know that there may be moments in which connecting with the breath is okay. So I encourage you to try it and see what works for you. Being kind to yourself, gentle to yourself, and knowing that there's a lot of stability that we can gain, less stability and some nourishment also in resting the attention in the breath. But again, there are other ways to meditate if at some point it becomes challenging for you, maybe because of health issues or other experiences that you have had. So we start with becoming aware of the posture, how it is that the body is taking on a posture that supports you, a posture that is relaxed and alert. Sometimes I just move side to side to see that, you know, see, okay, let me see how this body finds where it wants to rest. So becoming aware of that posture that will sustain you, will support you, it is also part of the refuge. The posture will be, it could be part of the refuge. And so as you take on that posture, just knowing that the body can rest in it, so relaxing into it. There's no way, there's not a right or wrong. It's something very relieving. It was a relief for me to know when I started practicing that there's not a perfect way in this practice. So just relaxing, trusting, like Gil said yesterday, trusting in the practice and so seeing what the body is manifesting through that posture, relaxing into it, meaning that you don't have to direct the body to do just one thing. Just take on that manifestation of the practice right now as you are sitting here. I think everyone is sitting on the other in the room next door too, as I went in and check on all of you there too. So relaxing by knowing this time, you know, you can maybe say, let me just be here. There may be some things that are still settling in the mind and that can be attended later. Nothing to be against or in favor. But just filling in that posture, filling in the body in that posture, becoming aware receiving the posture. Maybe checking that shoulders, maybe if it is something, if there's some tension in the shoulders, maybe just some small movements to attend with care. Oh, yeah, let me just maybe move in the shoulders a little bit. It's okay. Whatever is here is okay. Maybe taking two or three breaths. To maybe softening the chest area, the belly area, letting the belly hanging. There's nothing to achieve here, just being present, receiving. And kindly having this intention of bringing your attention here to this body, to this moment. Sensing the body, the full body breathing. Noticing the rhythm of the body breathing in and breathing out. Resting, receiving, not searching, not necessary to search, but just resting here, receiving the body, breathing in and breathing out. Let the body breathe itself naturally. Some of you may have eyes open, gazing at some point in front of you, or eyes closed. It's okay. So as we establish mindfulness here, as we recognize that there is a body here, we can open the attention to take in whatever sounds, just receiving any sounds, if there are any sounds. Sounds of my voice coming and going, or sounds from the environment, or even the breathing. And then just knowing that as we are choosing to have the focus on the breath, is not that we're rejecting anything, but that we put that attention of the breathing in the center in the center of the attention, like if we'll be concentric circles, having the breath, the attention to the breath in the center or in the foreground, while other things come and go. Gently and kindly, with a soft intention of resting the attention in the breath. And so as the breath comes in, let it be what it is. It could be shallow, it could be deep, it could be short or long. See how it feels. What happens when you receive it? And it's not so much the idea of here is the breath, but there's a way in which we feel and receive and sense the breath from the inside out, from the inside of this body through physical sensations. So maybe you can check where it is that you sense the physicality of the breath. Maybe the softness or the warmth now that we are wearing masks. You may sense the breath more at the tip of the nostrils. It may be cool as you breathe in and warm as you breathe out. You may sense that the chest expands as you breathe in and as you breathe out, just like comes back to rest in that area. Softening the chest. Or you may sense it in the abdomen as the belly, the abdomen area rises and falls as you breathe in and breathe out. What is the experience, the felt experience of breathing? Where do you sense it more clearly? Maybe you can choose that area as home as an anchor to rest your attention, the nostrils or the abdomen area, whatever you feel it most predominantly. Resting the attention there, receiving physical sensations, receiving the rhythm. It may be useful to use a very soft mental note just to make most clear the recognition of that physical sensation as you breathe in and as you breathe out. So maybe as you breathe in, you can use a simple note, in. And as you breathe out, a simple note, out. Just to recognize as I breathe in, I know I'm breathing in. As breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. Continue practicing like this. if the attention wanders. It's okay. It's what happens. It's nature. Just bring back kindly and deliberately the attention to that area where you feel the breath most clearly. Starting again and again and again. And if it is challenging, sometimes it's useful if it's too much effort to keep the attention there just to receive the sounds. And then when you're ready, going back to your anchor, going back to that area where you feel most the breath. If there's any moments in which the attention drifts away into maybe thoughts that come and go, maybe some of them stay a little longer, not a problem, no hay problema. It's okay. We may tend to evaluate or judge, but maybe it's not necessary, because at sounds, as breathing in and breathing out, thoughts come and go. It's part of what the mind does. Not a problem. Instead, maybe you can appreciate That you return. Oh, yeah. Back again to the breath. Appreciation that you know you can return. You can return to that place where you feel most clearly. This activity of breathing in and breathing out, the softness, the warmth, the coolness. In, out, the rhythm, riding, riding the rhythm. Receiving. this last minute of our meditation, I will ring the bell, and in the same way that we've been receiving, the breath, this body breathing itself, just receiving, don't be in a hurry to move. Take a moment to receive the sound of the bell, the beginning of the sound, the middle of the sound, the end of the sound, so that you have this opportunity of practice, this sense of receiving while you're resting the attention where you feel mostly more clearly the breath. So during the day today, you can practice, you know, at any moment, just shifting your attention as you're here, present with what is happening. You can take a moment and shift the attention to feel this body breathing. Maybe to receive the breath and just feeling that physical sensation, physicality that tells you there's a in-breath and there's an out-breath throughout the day, so that you can continue practice this continuity and this sense of, yeah, I can choose to have that intention of resting the attention in that moment in receiving those sensations. And there may be other things happening again. And it's okay, it's not like everything else stops. But you're there in the middle of it, being here, being present, cultivating continuity, which is key in this practice. So thank you.